All right, welcome back to Mythbusters. We're up to myth 142. Learning today is sponsored by Chani Lenny Grunty, the memory of Chani's father, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, by Mike Roth, the memory of his brother, Aryeh Levin Dovin, by Yudi Scheinfeld, the memory of his father, Shmuel Moshe Ben Meir Levi, Tehini Shmasam Tzura V'Torah Chaim. Okay, so in honor of Shabbat Zachar coming up, we'll do a potential misconception related to Amalek, and that is one allowed to accept a ger, a convert, from a Nazi? Can a Nazi become a Jewish convert? Separate question is, can a German become a Jewish convert? Obviously, nowadays, Germans are not Nazis. Are either of those allowed? And it's a two-part question. We'll probably do it in two videos. Number one, is the nation of Germany, or separately Nazis, considered to be Amalek? And number two, can you accept a ger from Amalek? Is that permissible? Does it work? So here, this is discussed by Rav Zilberstein here in Vaharivna. There's also an article in Hegyoni Halacha by Rav Mirsky. The question he's asking is about a German, not a Nazi. A German came forward to the basin, they wanted to convert, and one of the Dayanim had a problem with it, and they discussed it. Online, there's an article about Theo Hesser, who was actually one of the Hitler Youth. Mom is part of it. I mean, he was a child. He was obviously brainwashed as a child, but he was part of the Hitler Youth, was a Nazi, and later on converted to Judaism. He goes around to the synagogues, he says, to speak, and every synagogue he shows up to, he asks a question to the members there, am I a Jew or am I not a Jew? And that's the question we're discussing here. So like I said, two different questions. Is Germany or Nazis part of Amalek? I know those are two separate questions in and of themselves. Germany and Nazis part of Amalek. And can we accept a ger from Amalek? So probably two different videos. So question number one, is Germany part of Amalek? So there's a couple interesting sources here. So first of all, we have the Gemara Megillah, Dav Vav Amid Aleph, which quotes Rabbi Yitzhak quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. For the sake of brevity, we'll just go to the Drusha. So the Gemara asks, what is this pasuk in Tehillim referring to? So this is Yaakov pleading before Hashem. Amar Yaakov ne'akadosh baruch hu ribono sha'olam. Al titein le'esav harasha taivas libo. Don't give in to Esav his desires, whatever he really wants to accomplish. What is that referring to? The Gemara says, zo germamia shel Edom. This is referring to Germania of Edom that wanted to destroy if they had their way, they would destroy the whole world. Rav Yaakov Edom here is a girsa that is Germania shall Edom. And he says, what is that? Ze Ashkenaz shalano. That's Germany. So you have a Gemara which maybe, depending on the girsa here, is saying that Yaakov Avinu is referring to the descendants of Esav as potentially Germania, which is Ashkenaz shalano, Germany, saying they want to destroy the world. And so perhaps that is an indication that maybe, Germany in one of its versions, the Nazi party, represents the descendants of Esav, which might be Amalek. Far from an ironclad proof, but an interesting Gemara regarding this topic. The second thing the Vaharivna quotes is a story from the time that Emperor Wilhelm II of Germany visited Yerushalayim. So the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, did not go out to greet him, even though the Gemara in Brachos says we should run to greet the Malchei Umos HaOlam, to make a bracha on them, even foreign kings. So the story goes that Rav Zonnefeld had a Kabbalah from the Gruff and the Vilna Gaon that Germany was Safek Amalek, and so he can't make a bracha on an Amaleki king, and other kings yet, but not on Amalek. So if he went out, he would have had a suffix bracha. Should he make a bracha? Should he not make a bracha? So that's why he didn't go out to greet Emperor Wilhelm II. It's a story. The sheet of the Gra is not even in writing. If it's true, then it's pretty impactful, but it's unclear what we can, alpi halacha, to not accept a German convert, take from such a story. The most potentially impactful shita on this, I think it's a pretty well-known idea, from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, quoted by the Rav, and that is that Amalek is not a specific nation, it's not like a gene pool, it's an ideology. And he's basing this on a diuk in the Rambam, we don't have time to get into. But he says, it's not a nation, it's a notion, and any people that wants to see the destruction of the Jewish people, they are Amalek. So if that's the case, and the Nazi party certainly fit the bill, I wouldn't say that about Germans, all Germans, certainly not today, but for that anyone who was a Nazi, that would certainly be considered part of Amalek. So those are the different relevant sources, at least as it's quoted here, and by Rav Mirsky as well, quotes very similar sources. Hard to say, again, with any certainty based on this, that all Germans, for sure, forget about Nazis, but Germans are 100% considered to be Amalek, so we could almost nip the question in the bud here. Nazis, based on Rav Soloveitchik's idea, if that is a halachic idea, then obviously they would fit Amalek, and then that guy Theo Hesser would be a different story. But that's, let's just say, stage one here. Maybe room to argue, but far from ironclad that Germans and Nazis would officially be under, halachically speaking, the heading of Amalek. Okay, we'll now move on to part two. If they are, can you even accept such a ger?